watching those things of barakat and desiring getting barakat. So the hadith we did last, an Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiya bi sharabin. Hazrat Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a drink was brought to him. Fashariba minhu wa an yameenihi ghulam. So he drank from it, and on his right hand side was a young boy. The young boy's name was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. And on his left hand side, wa an yasarihi al-ashyakh, there were some old people be sitting there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala lil ghulam, he told this boy, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, ata'adhanu li an u'atiya ha'ula, will you give me permission so that I may give first to drink these people on the left? Because he was on the right, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start from the right. It is a mustahab, preferable practice, that when we're starting anything or we serving anything, then we start from the right hand side, where people are all sitting in orderly fashion. There's some tarteeb in the sitting, then we start from the right hand side. So yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he acknowledged the right of even the young boy. That's why he mentioned, A'ti kulla dhi haqqin haqqa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, I give every person his due right. Forget talking about people that we're owing money to, landlords, or our families, our wives, etc. Here there's a young boy, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is passing a drink. Even in that, he's asking this boy permission, can I please serve these people first because they are elder? But showing us that how much we should consider people's rights. So anyway, this young boy was a very intelligent person. فَقَالَ الْغُلَامُ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, no, I won't allow this, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَا أُثِرُ بِنَصِيبِ مِنْكَ أَحَدًا. He said, I won't give any person the opportunity to take away my portion that I'm getting from you. In other words, he wanted to drink directly from the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank. He wanted to take directly from the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wanted to take it from him, and he didn't want to lose out on this opportunity of the barakat. Sometimes we got the opportunity of getting the first saf, we got the opportunity of getting takbiri ula. But the person will come early in the masjid and he'll sit right in the back, as though he's saying that I don't want this barakat, I'm not in need of the sawab of the first saf. Yeah, look at sahaba. They didn't want to lose any opportunity to take anything extra. So then he tells, فَتَلَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam this, and immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives him the goblet and gives him to drink. But there, you take it first because this is what you wanted. Showing us that how intelligent Sahaba were, that their mind, etc., were only on akhirat. Everything had to do as far as akhirat is concerned. So this is the thing that motivated them in the movements, in the actions, in the gestures, and even in the thinking. Today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal bayna Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam yaghtasilu uryanan. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that once Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, he was balayhi jaradun min dhahabin. Here ulama explain that when a person is in a concealed area, for example in a bathroom, in a shower, some place that is totally concealed, that place that is concealed takes the place of a person's clothes. So if a person there has no clothes on, but he's in a concealed place, that now becomes qaim maqam. That takes the stead and the place of a person's clothes. But still it will be preferable where a person can wear lungi, etc. In India, you'll see generally that they always wear lungi and they bath with lungi. So it still becomes preferable for a person to do this. But here this hadith is showing us, bayanan lil jawaz, the permissibility that where a person is in a concealed place, then he doesn't have to have clothes on when he's bathing. So yeah, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was bathing and he had no clothes on. فَخَرَّ عَلَيْهِ جَرَادٌ مِّن ذَهَبٍ. Then some pieces of gold began falling down. Pieces of gold in the shape of locusts. So these pieces of gold started falling down in the shape of locusts. فَجَعَلَ أَيُّوب يَحْتِي فِي ثَوْبِهِ. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam now started gathering all this gold pieces in the shape of locusts and he was putting it into his clothes, into his cloth that he had. فَنَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out to him, يَا أَيُّوب أَلَمْ أَكُنْ أَغْنَيْتَكَ عَمَّا تَرَى. O Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, did I not make you independent of this? In other words, did I not make you such that you don't need these things, you don't need gold pieces? Why are you going after these gold pieces? قَالَ بَلَا وَعِزَّتِكَ وَلَكِنْ لَا غِنَى بِي عَنْ بَرَكَتِكَ. رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. So Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied, oh, by your izzat, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I may be independent of this, but by your honor, I'm not independent of your barakat. So I'm taking this because of the barakat that I'm getting. He was a Nabi, he could see clearly Unlike us, now we'll take wealth and we'll take anything we see, sometimes halal, sometimes haram, sometimes not permissible, sometimes doubtful, and we think it's barakah. But yeah, this being a great Nabi, he understood when this thing was coming down, that this was barakah from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He replies and tells, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can never ever be independent of your barakah. Now people like us, how can we take in a simple way the barakah? So ulama explain, they give us a nice way, because generally we are in, our minds are intoxicated, our thinking is intoxicated, everything has to do with wealth. Once there was a person that in a state of intoxication, state of complete intoxication, what he did was he took his two hands and he urinated in his hands. And then he took that urine and now he rubbed it on his face and Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma tabyaddul wujuh. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brighten my face on the day when you're going to brighten the face. That's a dua normally you read when you are making wuzu and you're washing your face. Wala tusawwid wajhi yawma taswaddul wujuh. And don't blacken my face on the day when you will blacken people's faces. This is a dua that's preferred or nice to read when a person is making wuzu and he's washing his face. So this person did this now. He took that urine and he did it thinking that he's doing something out of barakat. So the ulama explained that he only did this because he was in a state of intoxication and he thought now that was barakat, when there was no barakat in that. That is complete intoxication. So our example is like that. We're so intoxicated sometimes by dunya. Things that are not, there's no barakat in it also. Things that we shouldn't be hankering and chasing and killing our time for. We're doing that and thinking now, hey, this is so much barakat I got in my business, I got so much barakat. Whereas we are actually wasting our time. It's like that person who now took that urine and thinking he's getting barakat on himself. But an easy way for us, easy, especially those people that say that we don't know how to make dua and we don't know the Arabic duas for the various occasions, then ulama explained that there were about 104 Asmani kitabs, 104 heavenly books. And from the 104 heavenly books, or all these 104 heavenly books, the gist and the message of those books are found in the four Asmani kitabs, in the Torah, Zabur, Injil and Quran. And the messages of these books, all, and the gist of these books and the summaries of these books are found in the Quran. All these books are found in the Quran. And the message of the whole Quran and the gist of the whole Quran is found in Surah Fatiha. And the gist of Surah Fatiha and the message of Surah Fatiha is found in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just these words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Why in those days what would happen is a person would start and embark on any journey, start any work, he would take the name of the idols. His idols he would take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it and made it such, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has so much of barakat in it. So before we embark, easy way, before we lock the door at night, going to sleep, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, lock the door. Before we put the lights off, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, put the light off. Person is covering the utensils, he says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Man is jumping into his car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, before he starts moving. Like that, anything we start the day at work, we're opening the doors of the work or the shop or the office, person says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we're saying is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your grace, with your blessings, with your barakat, and in your name, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm starting my errands and I'm starting my work. So this is the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left, just in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So easy way to get barakah in what we're doing in all our errands is remember to start our work with these beautiful words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.